Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death and disability worldwide. The focus of preventive strategies is on modifiable risk factors such as diet and exercise, and the Cochrane Heart Group has produced several reviews of interventions that might help. In January 2013, the work of a team of Cochrane researchers at the University of Warwick in the UK was published, looking at the effects of selenium supplementation. One of the review authors, Saverio Stranges, summarises their findings on the prevention of cardiovascular disease.
So diet is a key factor in a person's risk of cardiovascular disease, and selenium is one dietary element that might play a role in reducing this risk. Selenium is a key component of a number of serenoproteins which protect against oxidative stress and have the potential to prevent chronic diseases, including cardiovascular disease. However, observational studies have shown inconsistent associations between selenium intake and cardiovascular disease, and concerns have been raised around the possible increased risk of type 2 diabetes with high selenium exposure. Use of selenium-enriched foods, supplements, and fertilizers has increased in recent years in many countries because of the perception that selenium may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease and other chronic conditions. Therefore, it is important to understand the effects of a nutrient that is frequently supplemented on common conditions such as cardiovascular disease and diabetes. We conducted this Cochrane review with funding from the National Institute for Health Research Systematic Review Programme in UK to examine the effects of providing selenium supplements to healthy adults in order to prevent the occurrence of cardiovascular disease. We also intended to examine whether selenium supplements will reduce the risk factors associated with cardiovascular disease, but found that the evidence was too limited to look at this properly. We found 12 trials in which nearly 20,000 healthy adults were randomly assigned to receive either selenium supplements or a placebo. The vast majority of participants were men living in the US, where people are already well nourished and obtain large amounts of selenium from natural foods. Overall, the included studies were regarded as at low risk of bias. In terms of main results, compared to taking a placebo, selenium supplements did not lead to any statistically significant difference in the risk of death due to cardiovascular disease or any other cause, or in the occurrence of non-fatal cardiovascular disease events. Considering the possible adverse side effects of selenium supplementation, some previous studies have suggested that it may increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. We could not definitely rule this out in our review. Supplements were associated with a small increase in the risk of type 2 diabetes, but this was not large enough to be statistically significant. Minor side effects reported in the largest trial included hair loss and skin problems. In summary, the limited evidence available at this time does not support the use of selenium supplements as a means of preventing cardiovascular disease in healthy people. Taking selenium supplements is probably neither beneficial nor harmful, but without more evidence, we cannot be confident that there isn't a small increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Most of the current evidence on selenium in cardiovascular disease comes from American adults who are already getting adequate levels of selenium in their daily diets. The trials we reviewed involved healthy people rather than those who might be predisposed to selenium deficiency. We need to know what effect selenium supplements have in less well-nourished populations where dietary intake of this element is lower. However, we can conclude that the indiscriminate and widespread use of selenium supplements for cardiovascular disease prevention in individuals and population with adequate or high selenium status is not justified and should not be encouraged at the present time.
For details of the dozen trials in this review, more about their methods and findings, and to watch for updates if gaps in the evidence base are filled, you can find the full version at thecochranelibrary.com.